It is time now for us to check our weather forecast. We have this morning, which is a chilly morning. I won't call it cold. We've been as down as low as yesterday morning, 21 at my house, where it was a hard freeze. And this morning, it almost feels balmy at 31 degrees. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello there. How was your weekend?
It was a sad weekend around here. We had a terrible fire in Millerton, New York, which destroyed a home, claiming two lives. But here's the good thing, Pat. Our area, in under 18 hours now, a person set up a Facebook page for donations for the family.
Right.
In under 18 hours, it's raised about $56,000. We live in a very, very giving community. So that's the good news there. But the weather held on Saturday, and there was a nice rally on the green in Sharon. About 300 to 400 people showed up to express their thoughts on changes going on at the Sharon Hospital. So you take one with the other. But it was an okay weekend. Like I said, cold mornings. Yesterday morning, it was a hard freeze. I mean, it was 21 degrees in November, on November 7th, is pretty low.
Yeah. Good thing about these spells, they don't last long. Not like years ago, you know. Used to get an Arctic cold wave, and it used to be, you know, be here for a week. But that's not the case. I mean, today will be 60. Tonight, only 35 to 40. But tomorrow's sunny, mid-60s. Sunny on Wednesday, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, a little cooler for Thursday, 55 to 60. And then rain comes in on Friday. So we don't see any precipitation until the end of the week. And at that point, it's liquid and it's not snow.
Now, so Veterans Day is on the 11th. And it looks like the weather for any of the services and the memorials is going to be nice.
Should be fine. I mean, it's not going to be as warm. It'll be in the 50s, but partly sunny, and, you know, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, when the temperature's in the 50s, if you don't have much wind, it's okay. But also, when you stand in the sun in the 50s...
Yeah, it's nice.
It doesn't feel like mid-50s. It feels like it's the 60s. It really does.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yesterday was in the 50s, and I went outside, and I was able to cover all the outdoor patio furniture. And you're right, in the sun, it was warm. I had initially went out there with a light jacket on, and then working and in the sun, I took the jacket off, and it was really, really nice. So I got all of that done. So pretty much all my outdoor stuff, whatever had to be done to winterize, is done, and I could sit back as far as that's concerned.
You should take some time now with the warm weather this week to put out your decorations.
I don't know if I would go as far as, you know, bringing out like, the choir boys, yeah, choir girls and all of that, but I mean, getting the lights around the bushes and stuff like that may not be a bad idea. So I'll see how I feel this week. I have at least through Wednesday to try to do that. And that's it. Thursday and Friday are going to be kind of rough days. I wouldn't call them terrible rough days, but on Thursday, well, actually, not so much Thursday, but Friday for me, back to dental surgery. And I don't think it's going to be as bad as last time, which was, of course, on the top with all the implants and all that baloney. This is bone grafting and extraction of two teeth, two molars in the back. So that's what I'm going to on Friday. And, of course, to the surgeon, not to the dentist, to the surgeon, and he will put me out so I don't have to worry about it.
And it's a good thing you're doing it on Friday because then you get Saturday and Sunday to recuperate.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But again, knock on wood, it cannot be that much worse than what happened a year and a half ago when, remember, they pulled out every one of my top teeth and then replaced it with six implants, all in one sitting. So that was a lot of surgery. And as you recalled, I was able to get through that with not too much of a problem. So I'm hoping this is going to be minor.
It will be. It will be. So. Like you said, you've been through the roughest part.
Yeah. And now you have to get this stuff done. I did not get to see any of the movies you recommended over the weekend. I was trying to catch up on my You on Netflix. because I really got addicted to that series. And then I was able to get our director and get him to sit down and watch Super 8.
What do you think of it?
Because, you know, as I told you, we're considering that movie for next year. And he said he saw it, but he did not remember anything after the train wreck. And so he was pretty much glued to the TV watching it. And he thinks it's doable. He said it's not going to be easy, but he thinks it's doable. So we just may consider that.
I enjoy that movie.
I thought, you know, up until late, you know, they've been ignoring Spielberg. Hollywood, you know, in the Academy Awards, just never recognized him at all, the poor guy. But, you know, a Spielberg movie is a Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
And this was a Spielberg movie, and he pulled out all the stops, you know that, with the army coming in, the tanks, and all of that. I mean, it's just kind of an action-packed movie, and you didn't know where it was going until the very, very end. So I think it'll be good. You know, we'll just adapt it to ourselves, that's all. I even found a costume that's similar to the alien in that movie.
And the alien is not really a bad alien. He doesn't kill anybody. He just captures them.
Right. That is correct.
And another signal of a Spielberg movie. Well, I watched the movie with Tom Hanks that I recommended to you. I watched that over the weekend.
Okay.
And Pat, it's a lovely movie. All I'll say. It's about a man.
Finch. This is Finch.
Yeah. Who knows that he's got a dog, and he's built a robot, and he knows he's going to die. And he wants that family to survive, and so they move across the country to have his dog and this robot, the dog can have a family. And I know it sounds ludicrous, but it's a lovely movie to watch. Like I said, I don't think it's going to win any big awards, but it was just nice to watch.
Okay.
Tom Hanks can act in anything. I mean, really, honest to gosh.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's so, unlike some actors that get caught.
They get caught. They're branded. Yeah, exactly.
And he just can take roles and just fall right into them. So yeah. So Finch was a nice movie to watch. So I watched that, and then what else did I do? I watched some episodes of old episodes of Law and Order. And then I watched a lot of college football on Saturday and a lot of pro football on Sunday.
Okay. So you did good. Yeah.
That all on top of working on Saturday and Sunday as well.
Well.
Because I'm in here every day, Pat. Saturday and Sunday is the greatest day because nobody else is in here and I get a lot of work done.
Yeah. No interruptions. Exactly.
Well, it's this. People don't interrupt me, but I like to interact with people. So I actually invite the interruptions, if you know what I mean.
And if the
availability is not there, I'm fine. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday look good. Thursday looks okay for Veterans Day, and then maybe rain by Friday night or Saturday.
Oh no, the rain will be coming in. The rain will be here by Friday afternoon.
Okay, a heavy rain.
Some of it could be heavy.
Temperatures in the 50s.
Yes.
Right. Not my type of weather.
But we do need the rain from time to time, so that's when it's coming.
All right. Well, at least there's no snow in the forecast.
No, not at this point.
Not for us, anyways.
No.
All right. Well, I guess we have to live with what we've got in front of us.
I mean, that's it, you know. But in the meantime, think about the next few days, which are going to be exceptional.
And you said that by Wednesday, temperatures are well up into the 60s?
65 to 70, yeah.
Wow. Maybe I have to bring out my shorts once again.
I don't know about that, but it'll be nice.
All right, Pat. I will check with you tomorrow, okay?
All righty. You take care, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.